Thank you for calling customer service. You reached Jay. How may I help you?
Hi. For some reason, it charged every month $39.98, I think, for a lifestyle diet change. I have never received anything. I don't know how you got my information, but it's a fraudulent charge, as far as I'm concerned. To my bank about it, and they said to see if we could fix it ourselves so they don't have to get involved. But he also said that if he has to, he can bring in the fraud team. So you need to find my information and put all that money back into my account. And it goes back to December or October before up until now. And there I'm still being charged. And I've tried to talk to somebody earlier about it. They were not helpful at all, and showed no sympathy on Social Security. I don't make a whole lot of money, but what I do make is a place to go every month, and you and three or four other customers started nailing my account sometime prior to October.
Okay.
What can we do about this?
Well, let me see. Can I get a zip code so I can pull up the account?
Sure. 8537.
Okay, we're breaking up a little bit. Could you repeat it for me one more time?
8537.
Okay, there was 85137.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Okay, and what's the first and last name?
My first name is Opal, O-P-A-L. Last name is Corder, C-O-R-D-E-R.
Okay, verify your address for me.
34697 Highway, North Highway 177.
Okay.
Kearney.
You said that you already tried to call in about this already?
I talked to somebody on your end. I don't know who it was. But, you know, most people aren't very sympathetic. You try to tell them you're being billed for something and you're not getting anything. Now, October 5, more like October 18th, I guess. And I was on vacation, or what I called a vacation. My daughter was in Arkansas. And she was having an emergency brain tumor, brain removal. And she wanted me there. So I went. And I don't like to fly anymore. It's just too inconvenient for an old person. But while I was there, I was swarmed by a deer fly colony. And I never heard of them until they struck me. And like I said, they just swarmed me. My arms and legs, anything that were exposed. Hits my arms, under my neck, and it was hot. So it was not like you could put sweatpants or a trench coat on, you know. But every time I stepped outside, I got three or four new bites and didn't know anything about a deer fly. So I started researching, and while I was out there, died of the bacteria they inject into you. I bet if I counted them, we're looking thousands here. And I've been sick ever since. And then I got hit with two other agencies. They don't even know what they sell. They're just making the phone calls or taking your information as you're typing it in to check out something. And then I would immediately receive another bill. So I never hit the confirm button, and it never gave me confirm number. I was just looking. That was $119 a month being taken out of my account for the same amount of time. So I don't know what happened in Arkansas, but I lost my ass on that visit. When I went to buy my ticket to come back home, because I only made it one way because I didn't know how long I'd be there, but I was staying there until my daughter was able, which ended up being a freaking nightmare. She was taking care of me, of me taking care of her. I really thought I was going to die. I went to urgent care. Those bites, and all they would tell me, I need to go see your doctor. And I said, my doctor is in Arizona. I'm not going to a hospital. That's why I came here. Hot zone for freaking virus or whatever it is, COVID. The hospital's full of patients. My daughter works there, or my granddaughter. I always think of her as mine. I don't know why, but my granddaughter works there. And she told me, she said, Grandma, I know you're sick, but I don't want you to go to the hospital. And I said, why? And she said, it is heavy full of COVID people. And they're on 3 floors. And the hospital only has 7 floors. The hospital's older than me, and it's been updated sometimes. It remains in the same place. And I know people there, and Trish knew people there, and she brought home a doctor. And that was one of her friends that she went to school with. And to get a second opinion, he said, I have never seen anything like this, period. What are they? Do you know? I said, no, that's why you're here. They got to know what this is. When I got home, the lady across the street was stumbling over, and she looked at my arms, and she said, oh, my God, deer fly's got you. And I said, what? She said, it's a deer fly. And it can give you the same thing as a rabbit that has white spots on its liver. And I learned all this stuff as a kid. I thought, I've been sick for years, so I don't expect to live a whole lot longer. Just trying to hang on till my son gets out of prison. I have three daughters that take pretty good care of me. Love them all. They're special. Very special kids.
Yes, ma'am.
I can't afford pay for something that I'm not getting. I didn't order it. I don't want it. I want refunds for everyone that has hit my account. And I don't want to have to make a big deal out of this. To you, it's not that much money. I understand. All my life, I know the benefits and the I know work is what people have to do, but I've had some jobs from hell. I ran a jackhammer when I was 5 months pregnant with my little daughter, and I was trying to keep the pregnancy under the wire so I could keep working. Because the minute they found out I was pregnant, they would make me leave. I knew that because that's covered, you know, pretty much heavy duty for a woman. And I was the only woman in my section of the shop.
Okay.
But I need my money back.
Okay, ma'am, and you said that this was nothing you signed up for. You didn't sign up for like a survey or anything like that.
Well, I'll be honest, I looked at what you had for sale. It did not confirm anything, and I don't know how you got my bank account. I didn't put it in there. My phone has a lock on it. After about 2 minutes of being stable and me not talking, the phone will automatically shut off. So I can't imagine. Their kids are little, 8 and under. And their score, so they're like every 2 years. One set of twins, and shooting that on me. Twins running my family, but I escaped them. I let the twin having four to the younger generation. Because I raised 6 kids. They weren't all mine, but I got a big heart when it comes to it. And my nephew is as good as a son to me. His mother was my best friend, and she died of cancer when he was 4. So he doesn't really remember her. They just every once in a while will show up and sit and drink coffee and talk about the old time. And they want to find out as much about his mom as he can. And then I'm at the end to go with Daddy Pastor. And there were so many people present at the time. I couldn't even get in and get a private conversation with my brother. And I've done this with all my brothers that I raised him. And I was more like a mama than a sister. And even my dad called me a little mama. So I knew who I was early on. I was raising those 3 boys. So I could do anything. By the time I was 10 years old, anything that I was asked to do, I could pull off. I'm a smart person. I am technically an accountant, and I'm sick of perusing my bank statement and finding hundreds of dollars missing. Various different companies, and one company, there's four companies, but they're all owned by the same person. And I get hit $119.98 every month. And I've never received anything. I've never talked to them on the phone except to declare this a fraudulent transaction. And the bank on them, because after I told them, you know, I want my money back, and please don't take out any more, you're still taking it out. I have no money for food, I have no money for gas. My check disappeared so fast when it showed up that I didn't even have a chance to do any grocery shopping. My account was in the red. You know, I'm not pissed. My heart's hurting over it. Because this is not the way Americans operate. And I don't even know what company you represent. I know I've called three different numbers that were taking out the same amount, same day of every month. And they were all $120 transfer. I make $1,200 a month. I haven't had a golden year, believe me. I've lost three brothers in the last 18 months. And they were all younger than me. There's no justice for me. So, if you could do a reversal on the charges you've made on my account, I would surely appreciate it. I'm about to come undone.
Yes, ma'am. And you said that you didn't submit no order, no nothing. Some kind of way it had you sign up for this, but you did not sign up for it at all.
And you know, shocking thing was, it's I hardly ever checked my debit card account. I know what's in there because I know what I buy. And I only spend money at three or four places. I'm not a mall rat. I don't have much of a life. And what little I have, the diabetes is pain and the heart attacks. And I'm pretty much done. But I want to straighten out that my kids will have enough money
make
me when I die.
Okay, ma'am. If there's no way this could have been done by you, so what I can do is to assist you with those refunds. I'm gonna have to reach out to a supervisor and see what their father can do for you, okay?
Well, it's imperative. I say this because I'm on the verge of starving to death here, and I'm out of milk.
Okay, ma'am.
Things that I eat. I would appreciate a hasty transaction.
Yes, ma'am. Once